All right, so I want to give you a few thoughts here on the benefits of a teen missions trip, just kind of a little bit of an understanding of why we do this. I believe that a missions trip will benefit teens in our youth group on many different levels, but here are just five of them real quick. First, a missions trip, a short-term mission trip like this, will heighten your sensitivity to the Great Commission. It's pretty awesome to get out and see other missionaries who are engaging other people groups, other cultures, and how they do that and where they do that. It's pretty awesome. And then tying all that back to the Great Commission. A missions trip will challenge you, and I'm speaking specifically to the teens that are going on the trip, will challenge you to leave your comfort zone. And I know this is something that God taught me in the very first mission trip that I went on when I was in high school over the Philippines. Like, every part of the trip was outside of my comfort zone. And I think that's a good thing. Next, a mission trip will expand your global perspective. There's nothing quite like going to a foreign field and just kind of having your perspective just kind of broadened as far as how the rest of the world lives, the poverty that they deal with, and how they eat, how they travel. And it's an eye-opening experience on that level as well. A missions trip will foster attitudes of gratefulness and service. This is something that I've seen the first time I ever went on a trip, and then every trip afterwards. God really challenged me as far as the level of gratitude that I had towards my family, towards the things that the Lord has allowed me to have, and this is another eye-opening aspect of a mission trip. And then a mission trip will bring a group closer together. You'll remember, and I sometimes see teens who have graduated from our youth group, and I'll see them and remember them. And there's two teens this morning that I talked to that are out of the youth group. They're in college. And I said, hey, we're having a mission trip meeting tonight. Do you remember when we were in the Philippines and this happened? And just some great memories along the way. So all around, great, great experience. And so I know this is kind of, some of you, we've called this an interest meeting because there's no commitment at this point. We're just kind of gathering information, but hopefully the Lord will allow this to happen for many people that are in this room. Let me talk about what we plan to do. And again, I'm going to give you kind of a high-end 30,000 foot view of what a trip like this is going to be like. And then once we move forward, we'll definitely get into a more detailed schedule. And there'll be a lot of meetings like similar to this, where we're going to talk about specific locations and what we'll be doing in preparation for the trip. But primarily, for the first part of the trip, we'll be in Manila. And in Manila, I'm just going to show you a few pictures from the last time that we were on the trip. And I'm going to try not to belabor these. But the first place we usually go to with the trip is to the National Cemetery. We get off the plane and go there. And then from there, this is one of the churches that we are with, and just playing basketball with some of the churches. We hit a lot of different purposes on a trip like this, and we get to do a lot of different service opportunities. But one of the things that we can do as a youth group from the United States is just be an encouragement to other Christians that are there in the region. And so this is just us playing basketball with some teens in the area. This is a photo of our group at the National Cemetery in Manila. It's hard to comprehend the size of Manila. So we'll be in Manila for a few days. We'll be in Iloilo. I'm really excited about the ministry opportunities in Iloilo. I didn't get many pictures with Rick Martin, but really what makes this whole trip to me is who we're going to be partnering with. And we're partnering with some great missionaries, some local pastors there. And then Brother Rick Martin, it's an amazing opportunity just to see his work. He's been there for over 30, 35 years. He's planted almost through his college and church. They've started almost 1,000 churches because of the income levels there. They don't need as much money as like a startup a church plant here in the States would need. And so they're able to start a bunch of churches, send out a ton of graduates. And God's really used Brother Martin to do an amazing work. And so we'll spend a few days there with Brother Martin. We've been working with him already, communicating with him on the dates. He's actually a really organized guy, and he's got plans for every single day. And so some of the things that we'll be doing is school ministry, and over there you can kind of enter into a lot of the different public high school settings and give the gospels, and especially being a group from the States, they're very receptive to that. This is one day a prison that we went to, and we were able to preach there, share the gospel. One of the reasons I like going to the Philippines, and I've been to Central America a few times on some awesome missions trips, But I love the Philippines because everyone can speak and understand English. So you can go over there and you can dialogue with people just right off the plane and talk with them. And of course, they speak dialect from where they're from, but even all the church services, for the most part, are in English as well. This is a group of girls leading some songs at a public high school or a children's school, and then we were able to serve some meals, which didn't look like much to us, but for these kids, they were super, super grateful. One of the things I like about this trip is that, just to go back to this picture, Manila, it's just buildings as far and as tall as the eye can see. Iloilo is more of a rural setting, so you get to see both sides of it, and there's just something neat about being in a setting like this and be able to get out, and we'll go soul winning in areas like this and walk through villages and just interact with people there. We'll hold evangelistic rallies and things such as that. So that's there in Iloilo, and again, this is real high-end view. The last day, we will, as we depart, we'll take basically a 24-hour layover in Korea, about a 24-hour layover in Korea, and that gets us enough time to jump off the plane and do a little bit of sightseeing. And one of my favorite parts of the trip is have a great Korean barbecue. So we'll end with that. So that's kind of a high-end overview of the trip. You've got the information page here with the link that I mentioned. I included a couple things on this. First of all, some tentative deadlines, and this will help you to see kind of the deadlines that we're hoping to hit. Now, I know in a meeting like this, one of the big question marks in everyone's mind is, what does it cost to go on a trip like this? And from the budgeting that we've done so far, the cost is going to be about $2,350 per teen. And I know that's a lot of money. And I even had Lauren, she can tell you, I asked Lauren, I said, can you look up, find about six or seven other groups that go to the Philippines, because I know there's other groups. I think it's best to go through a local church like we're doing, but I know there are other groups where you can pay to be a part of a trip. And some of those were double, some of them near $6,000 for a trip like we're doing, but I think even the cheapest one would be over $1,000 from what we're charging, basically enough to cover the cost of the trip is what that is. And so the $2,350 will cover airfare. That'll be the main flights over, of course, and then there's a couple inter-island flights from Manila to Iloilo. Travel insurance, meals, lodging, T-shirts, stuff like that. Basically enough to get you over there. The only thing extra would be spending money. So if you wanted to have some spending money for some snacks or something like that. And so that's kind of the cost. So here's what we need to do from here. I want to talk through just real quick some of the commitments of what we need to make this happen. The first is the application process. So we've moved this online, so that website that's listed, lancasterbaptist.org/teen-missions-trip. If you go there, like I said, we're going to use this as kind of a hub, and we're going to put the meeting notes for all the meetings. But there's also a link here to apply. And I think there's about four pages of questions. There's a few questions that are redundant, and you'll see as we get into the nitty-gritty of it, there's a lot of paperwork that needs to be filled out. Some of it's legal, some of it's stuff that Brother Hobbs has asked us to specifically ask questions this way. So we'll get to all that, but if you find some questions seem redundant, we know that, and there's just kind of a reason it just needs to be that way. But in the application process, there might be a couple redundant questions about a passport number. If you don't have a passport number, that's okay. That's okay. You can still go to the next slide. But this is the first step. If you're in here and you're interested in going, pray about it as a family. Talk about the cost. Look at the calendar. I know it's a big commitment, so really just pray about it and understand that this is something that God wants you to do. And then to take the next step, and I would encourage you to apply. Okay. We're going to look at these, and I'm really encouraged by the amount of people that are in here, and we're going to look at every single one of these applications. It'll ask you some personal questions about your walk with the Lord and kind of your testimony, why you want to go on a trip like that. So go ahead and apply. That lets us know that you're interested, and we're asking that everyone apply. I mean, you can apply as soon as you want. This is open for that, but we're asking by January the 2nd, so it'll kind of get you barely through the holiday season. And by then, we kind of need to know how many are going. We're going to lock off a number of seats with the airline. That's the one big thing that needs to be done pretty quick. And so The sooner that you can apply, the better. And then we'll get back to you as far as receiving your application and letting you know that you're going to be able to go on the trip. And so that's kind of the next step. There's a couple things I want to mention. The next meeting for those who apply and you get an email back that says, hey, we're excited. We'll count you in on this trip. Our next meeting will be on January the 13th. And let me make sure I got that. Yeah, January the 13th. Most of our meetings will be after service on a Sunday night, just like this. And I'll try to keep you for as long as we need to be here, okay? I think the meeting right before we leave, we're going to do it on a Wednesday night, so we can take the full hour, kind of like an elective, and talk through everything, just the final details. But I'll try to keep these meetings moving pretty quickly. They're really, really important that you attend. So the application is important, and then just your commitment to attend the meetings. Now, I know sometimes work schedules change, or maybe there's a vacation or a sickness or something like that. So I'm going to record every single one of these meetings and put it on the website. But we need everyone to be connected. You can't afford to miss one of these meetings. Once we get going, every meeting we're going to be talking about substantive issues. So it might be security or health or, a variety of different topics. We might be talking about ministry opportunities. We might be dividing up responsibilities. And so we need your commitment to the meetings is really, really important. A couple more things about the finances. You need to be caught up to kind of the schedule that we've outlined here, because we can't incur any costs on your behalf, okay? For instance, and I'll give as much leeway if it's like, hey, we got a deadline here and I'm going to miss it. I don't have $200 or $300. I only have $250. I will work with you as much as I can, but the one thing that you have to understand is that the church can't put out money that we don't have already on your account, okay, if that makes sense, okay? So if we're going to go buy plane tickets, which are X amount of dollars, we need to make sure that from you we have at least that much money, because we can't just short loan you the bill. It's against church policy to do it that way, okay? So I'll work with everyone individually on that, and we'll try it. I think this schedule will really be a help to everyone to try to break it up and kind of even payments along the way. But if things are getting tight or something, come and talk to me, and we'll do the best that we can. But especially the airfare will be the big one that we kind of talk about. Some of the other ones with hotel, we can pay when we get there and things such as that. But the airfare, we really need to have that pretty quick. So these are just some tentative deadlines. Now, these might shift a little. We'll have a more solid schedule on the next meeting. And so I just want to mention that. The last thing that I'll mention with finances, and this is just something that you have to consider, when you give money towards a mission trip, it's the policy of the church that money can't be refunded. And this is something that we did on the last trip as well, and it worked out well. But if you're giving money towards a trip, just the way that the designated giving works out here, and you can't be refunded for it, okay? If you have more specific questions about that, you can talk to the finance office, but this is just a pretty hard and fast policy that's here. And so we'll remind you of that. But as you make those payments, what that means is if there's sickness, any unfortunate event along the way, and now you can't go, that money can't be refunded. And so I know that's just something to consider, and I'll remind everybody of that. It's just kind of how it works. So the main thing to do here, and do you guys have the cards? If you could take a minute to fill out the card, just one per, for the team that's getting ready to go. What this will help to do is kind of keep track who is at this meeting, and then we'll follow up with you in the weeks to come. And if we haven't heard anything from you, if we don't see an application, we might ask you, hey, are you still interested in going? Or is there any questions that you might have? But this kind of, we have kind of a baseline here of who will be going. And so if you could just fill that out real quick, we'll collect those at the end. Now, again, that was super high end. There's so many little questions along the way as far as like what to pack or what can you expect or security concerns. And we address all these in detail, I promise you, along the way. But is there anyone that has just a general question about the trip? I mean, it's a big trip, so there's a lot. There's potentially something that I'm missing. But does anyone have a question about the trip? One thing that I would encourage you to do on the website, if you scroll down a little bit, there is a video. It's a highlight video from the last trip that we took. And it's got some testimonies from some of the teens that participated in the trip. You can see some of the things that they learned. It'll also give you an idea for the locations that that we'll be going to and what we'll be doing. So I think it's just kind of a good, it's about an 8-minute recap video. I was going to play it in here, but I figure since you'll be on the page anyway, if you get a minute and you can watch that video, I think it'll give you a feel for how we'll be doing the trip. I'll stay up here if you have a question, but I think what we'll do right now is we'll wrap up in prayer. And then go ahead and apply, and then we'll reach back to you, and we'll plan to kind of have our first kickoff meeting on the 13th of January.